What's going on, everyone? Who needs a G&T? Salute. Why the Green Bay Packers and its attendant beat cannot organize a conference call is beyond me. But here we are, Matt LaFleur speaking through tons of noise, hot take radio overtaking my question at one point. Adventurous to say the least, but Matt LaFleur at least was on brand and saying, what's up? So, you know, it is what it is. What are you going to do? Holy cow. What is going on? Tom, what's up? Any guesses who in the Packers media not only doesn't know how to mute their device, but also doesn't recognize that it's them when everyone on the call is pleading for them to fix it? That's what I don't understand. I'm literally trying to ask Matt a question, and there is radio or television, I couldn't really tell which, talking about Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers so loudly that Matt can't hear my question. And I'm like, I'm in a quiet room. I have my television is off. My poor girls, I'm in a small two-bedroom apartment in Astoria. They have been pin drop quiet per my instructions. I have no idea where this noise is coming from, but it is overwhelming as I'm trying to speak. Yeah, I don't know who it is. My hunch is it's an older television and or radio person. That would be my guess. But man, live is it annoying. I'm glad you asked questions, Nags. You represent us well. Well, thank you, Brandy. There was a gentleman on Twitter who very much disagreed with you, labeling my questions as softballs. Sorry I wasn't Watergate enough for you, but thank you, Brandy. That's very nice of you. McGinn trying to sabotage you. I mean, clearly. I mean, I think that's obvious, right? Have you ever watched videos about Coach Lombardi teaching the power sweep? I have indeed. And should the Packers put it in their playbook? I mean, I would love a little bit more angle blocking, a little bit more power block, yeah, so maybe some counters and stuff like that. But the classic Lombardi sweep, I don't know if they have the horses to run that one. They probably do in Aaron Jones, obviously. And I think for the most part are along the line. But, yeah, I don't know. Get Corey Linsley out there. That'd be a lot of fun. Get him moving. I'd be down with that. The moderator should mute everyone else to start with, and then unmute whoever is asking the next question. I think they should just do a Zoom call because then it's really super easy to see who is muted. You can control it, and then you can allow people to talk one by one, and you've got video for television. For whatever reason, the Packers refuse to do so. Newspaper guy. Probably a newspaper guy. You're probably right. Although, I don't know. Newspaper guys make a living interviewing people on the phone, and they kind of know how to work one. I don't know. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. Nags, missed your questions to LaFleur. Mind doing a quick breakdown? Thanks for coming live for us twice today. You are welcome. I only asked one of Coach. I had a lot of stuff going on, but my question was about the hurry up offense, something he talked about during the season not having time to install last year. And it was interesting going back and watching press availabilities from last camp, because that's what I do because I'm a fucking loser. But Aaron Rodgers seemed, I'm not going to say displeased, but surprised that they weren't installing or they hadn't installed hurry up stuff. I think it was that day, the Wednesday availability that he had the week that the Texans were in town. He mentioned being kind of surprised that they hadn't done anything with it. And then halfway through the year, LaFleur mentioned they weren't going to have time to install it. And then at the combine, which, as I told Matt, feels like 1,000 years ago, you know, I asked him about it, and he said it was something they were going to work on this offseason. Well, given their current situation, how difficult is that? Especially as we talked to Aaron a little bit ago, saying that the verbiage hasn't really changed. But Matt did indicate that they were going to simplify and or truncate things quite a bit to try and facilitate more hurry up into their offense. That's all I got to say about that. Ty Montgomery signed with New Orleans. I saw that. Good for Ty. Love it. I think it'll be interesting to watch how Sean Payton utilizes him. Aaron Harper bringing the truth to the masses right there. Why is Cheesehead TV allowed on a press conference and not in the locker room? Scott, I do go to the locker room whenever I'm in town. allowed locker room availability. I was kept out one time, and that was a misunderstanding. But really, I get the credential through iHeart because of our relationship with iHeart Radio, because I have iHeart appearances. I hosted the post-game show on iHeart. The actual credential is through iHeart. And that's how I get on the calls. That's how I go to the press conferences. That's how I go to the locker room. So a little minutia there for you. I feel like I still do not know who LaFleur is. Any insight? Read Rob Domofsky's piece last year talking about his path, his friendship with Robert Sala, his time at Central Michigan. Rob's piece does a really good job of kind of tracing his path and telling a little bit about who he is. The sense of not knowing who he is, I think he is a obvious coach in the sense of like it is his world. I mean, you heard it a little bit in his answer to, you know, what's it going to be like? Have you thought about playing games without fans in the stands? Or his answer to the competitive disadvantage teams might be in states where they open up slower than other states, et cetera. He has a singular focus. It is entirely football driven, and his entire life, his entire worldview is informed by that, is driven by that. And, you know, that doesn't mean he doesn't have things he enjoys away from football. Of course he does. But the singular focus of his life is football. And that's who Matt LaFleur is. Frank, thanks for the super chat. Resign Daniels. He says he wants to come back. I saw that. We talked about that a bit yesterday. There's a very, very outside chance that happens, but I'd be shocked if they went down that road outside of, you know, possibly injuries occurring along the defensive line. But I think they're going to want to let Kingsley Keke and some of the younger guys step to the front first before they go back to down that road. Would the Sala guy ever be a LaFleur D coordinator for more money? I can't speak to their relationship as friends, maybe, but I tend to doubt it. Don't forget, he was denied the opportunity to interview for a head coaching job last offseason. I can't imagine that he's going to want to make a lateral move, even for a buddy, and come be defensive coordinator in Green Bay when he's got a great gig right now with Shanahan. His next step is head coach. I'd be absolutely shocked if he came to Green Bay as D coordinator. I don't have much faith in this season being completed. The Bungaliza, that's right, is already turning into a shit show, and they haven't even played a game yet. Oh, I disagree with that, Sean. Let's let the games play, turn, like, at least happen this weekend, and see the aftermath of that before we label whatever it might be. I mean, you could be right. It could be going down that road. It could end up being a disaster. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's all falling apart before anything happens. I don't know if you read the construct of what they're doing as far as trying to keep people healthy, but it's pretty damn detailed and involved. We'll see. I mean, on the one hand, you're like, yeah, just play the games and let the chips fall where they may. And on the other hand, you're like, it's a disease of the lungs that can really fuck you up. Oh, I'm getting a call. No. So yeah, I don't know. Hold on. Do I have to go? Hold on, guys. Give me 2 seconds, guys. So I do have a radio appearance coming up, but it's not supposed to be for a little bit yet. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Favorite coach response today? Talking about trying to get through the noise and saying everybody's got to mute their phones and can we just start over? Poor Matt. Hi, Nags. Have a nice weekend. I'm enjoying some Coors Heavy, the beer of Smoking the Bandit. Thanks, Uncultured. Salut. I'm having a G&T myself. Is that Rogers calling you to tell you to keep your mouth shut? Undoubtedly. Hey, you know what? It was a California number. Hegler, mute your phone while on the call. It wasn't me. Why on earth would I be having a television on when I'm trying to ask a question? Ask yourself this. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Can Shanahan have one of his epic meltdowns against the Packers? It'd be lovely. Maybe the idea is to let him get a big lead, although the Packers did that, and it didn't help. So it'd be nice. What do you think about Pettine's system? I don't think it's terrible. I'm not a big fan of how passive he is on early downs. And that's not down to the system. That's down to his tendencies. I think he needs to be a little bit more aggressive on early downs. That's just me. I'm fine playing two-man line. I'm fine with however he wants to play. A few more run blitzes and a little bit more aggression early on, I think, would help kind of dictate things. I'm not talking blitz every down. I'm not talking Bob Slowick. I'm just saying a little teensy bit more aggressiveness. Nags, was that your dog today? Yes, that was my dog. No, it wasn't my dog. We talked with Olive yesterday. Not my dog. And it wasn't my neighbor's dog either. Maybe that is Aaron Rodgers. All right, I'm going to have to go. Any surprises at all with these two press conferences? No. And that's why I have to go. I can't thank you guys enough. I'll try and hop on tonight later if I got some time. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe. Go Pack Go.